So before we start this process, as you get comfortable, either sitting up or lying down somewhere where you will not be disturbed, I would like you to take a moment to bring to mind someone who always wants or wanted the best for you. Maybe someone who loves you unconditionally and deeply appreciates you. And if you can't think of anyone in your life right now, then remember, create or imagine someone like that now. Then think about a typical situation where you tend to be critical of yourself or where your internal conversations usually lead you to talking yourself out of taking action, putting yourself down or affect you detrimentally in some way. And with those two things in mind now, we will go through the process of self-hypnosis. So please begin by focusing on a point in the room with your eyes open and notice three things that you notice. Then three things that you can hear, and three things you feel. Then two things that you notice, two things that you can hear, and two things that you feel, and then one thing you notice, one thing you can hear, and one thing that you feel. Then allow your eyes to close and go inside. And behind your eyes, you may see pictures or shapes or colors. Allow yourself to notice one thing you can see in your mind's eye. And if nothing comes to mind, imagine your front door and notice one thing about that. Then one thing you can hear. And if there is no sound, imagine a sound or a tune in your mind. And then one thing you are feeling, which may be your back supported by a chair or the bed, or perhaps a sense of anticipation as you prepare to take this journey into your subconscious mind. Then two things you can notice in your mind's eye. Two things you can hear, real or imagined, and two things that you are feeling. And then three things, noticing what you notice, hearing what you hear, and feeling what you feel. So just preparing now to enter, sooner or later, into that deep level of mind. Remembering how good it feels to soften and let go. Maybe going deeper this time, even deeper down than last time. Because you can, can't you, when you trust yourself. 2, 3. 4, to let go and to notice all the things that let you know you are ready to do so, because you have nowhere to go and nothing to do for the next few minutes or more. Let go and trust in your subconscious to receive only those suggestions that are right for you. And I don't know which of the suggestions will be right for you. I could say some people find that all of my words that talk of positive change in this deep level of mind will be of benefit to you. And I can't know that, can I? And you will know which ones are which and which ones are the ones which you need to hear, won't you? As we take this journey to connect with the part of yourself responsible for looking at yourself through the eyes of love, supporting yourself in your day-to-day living and encouraging yourself. So focusing now for a moment on your breathing, turning your attention to the tip of your nose, noticing your breath in and your breath out. And I wonder which of your nostrils is responsible for breathing in and which one is responsible for breathing out. Is it the left that is right for breathing in, or the right that is the one that is left for breathing out? See if you can notice what you notice, hear what you hear, and feel what you feel now, and with each and every breath you take, noticing just how much more you can become lighter and softer, more and more deeply relaxed now. As by now, you are remembering how to simply let go and enjoy listening to the sound of my voice and remembering the feelings of deep relaxation and floating. And by now is often a term we hear when we are being asked to make a quick decision on a purchase. And I wonder if you will be making a quick decision to allow yourself to go deeper into your transmission, or whether you will decide to go into trance in a few more moments. Because in your subconscious, you are almost unconscious of any decisions or the right time to make any decisions, or even if there are any decisions to be made. And while I'm mentioning your subconscious, that part of you that I am talking directly to now, it's worth mentioning that the subconscious mind and the unconscious mind are the same thing, just different words for the same thing. And I made a conscious decision that I prefer to refer to it as the subconscious rather than the unconscious. And you can decide which you prefer to refer to that part of your mind as well. That part of your mind that learnt the alphabet all those years ago. 26 letters that each and every word is made up of. And I don't know if you remember that game I Spy with my little eye. Something beginning with A, B, beautifully conscious, decision, to E, every time, enjoy to the fullest, G, H, I just can with a kicking K, can't I? Letting go of your mind. Now open to possibilities, queuing up, ready to start talking to U, V, W, which sounds like two U's, X, Y, I don't know, Z. 26 letters to let her or him know that when they are arranged in any particular order, they form suggestions to your subconscious mind, suggestions to go deeper. And when, in a moment, but not yet, I click my fingers, you will find yourself going deeper and deeper into that deeper level of your subconscious mind. Just letting go now, down softer and softer, more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. That's it. Deeper, deeper, deeper down. Comfortably aware of this journey to meet the part of you that offers you words of encouragement and confidence. For if you don't see it yet, you can create the life of your dreams. This is your time now, just to sit or lie back. And while you do that, I wonder if you have noticed yet how much more you are softening and relaxing as you float into the place where it is possible to change your life by building resourceful states in your mind and surrounding yourself with fields of positive energy. And since we are all drawn by entrancing dreams, you can enter into trance now, pleasurably dropping down deep inside to find your own dreams and creative life force and your own unexplored inner landscape, ready to generate your own solutions and conceptions. So if even once you heard some misguided, misconceived comments or thoughts from another, you did not realize the powerful force of your own supportive voice could be louder, and your own dreams and the potential of your own life force that has been there all along can be called on by you now. What is important is that I would like you to let yourself become aware of the ability of your mind to provide you with your freedom, endless freedom, to transform the world with your own limitless imagination, as you can enjoy not having anything to do. You don't even have to listen to the sound of my voice, because your inner, wiser self is exploring for you now, as your mind expands, drifting on a new adventure. And you know when you're drifting within, inside where your deeper self can conceive and connect with words that empower you and speak encouragingly to you. And as you make those connections, you can just let go and venture wherever you desire. Maybe even explore a grassy, wide, open landscape, faintly seen in the starlit night. And as you imagine walking across wide open spaces, there on the horizon, luring you nearer, you may see a mountain range even larger before you. The top of the mountain silhouetted in the starry night. And when you reach the mountain's base, as you remember the child within you, that part that enjoys a good adventure, why not place your hands on the mountainside and begin to climb upwards? so high, you can finally reach the plateau and stand upon a grassy patch of land, warmingly inviting you to rest. You might like to lie back within the soft, cushioning embrace, watching the stars twinkling in deepest space. Maybe recalling an earlier time when you searched these heavenly skies and wondered what might be out there. The child still close to you, exploring life's new endless possibilities innocently, quite right in believing, as in all the good stories from your childhood, that you can dream of. That when you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. And as you notice one star shining more brightly in the night sky, and the warm breeze surrounding you, stroking your face, your drifting mind sends dreamy thoughts. Trickles of energy drifting upwards, skywards, until you perceive beams of light streaming from afar, seemingly radiating from your one shining star. Beams streaming like a waterfall of light, falling right upon you, and soon you may sense falling right within you, bathing you in your own radiance, showering you warmly and enlightening you so deeply inside these light beams. And in this light, scanning back through past events, thinking of your activities and actions, as you cast your mind back down around your timeline, imagine drifting deeper inside your mind as you consider your recent life, near or far. And as you scan through your life, noticing anything that might be considered an issue or a problem or a challenge, circumstances where your internal self-talk has hindered you or held you back or has been unduly critical, an internal story that was less than loving or encouraging. Just start to gather up the details of one of those occasions, recalling now where you were, who you were with, and recall the sounds, notice the sights of the place, and be aware of how that makes you feel, and just notice enough of those feelings as is useful for this exercise. As you really imagine that you are there in that place, also start to recognize what was happening inside your head. Your unhelpful voice. What were you saying to yourself? What old ideas went through your mind? What pictures were you making? What was your internal chatter saying? Maybe things you've heard before, or you have repeated many times to yourself before, that has become a core belief you have. Maybe started many years ago by another's words or meaning you gave to another's misguided and misconceived words. Notice any negative elements. Notice the unwanted internal chatter and scripts. Those old stories. Become aware of the qualities of how it was said, as well as the words that were spoken inside your mind. and knowing that there is a positive intention behind every voice or action, you may take a moment to ask the voice who was misguided and misconceived, that maybe has been taken on by your own voice and made louder, just what its positive intention has been for taking on this perspective. And as that part of you reveals its intention, just allow yourself to accept it and thank it when it shows you in whatever way is meaningful for you now, noticing what you notice, hearing what you hear, and feeling what you feel. And as you do so, noticing how it is wisely vaporizing, just releasing and letting go any misconceived, misguided old notions or stories which may have once puzzled you, which may have once weighed you down, now evaporating and dissolving easily and freely, leaving you lightened of the old thoughts, leaving you wholeheartedly believing you can achieve your heart's dreams and desires. And imagining there with you now, that person who previously came to mind, real or imaginary. And you alone will know who this guiding force will be, who loves and deeply appreciates you. Feeling that warm, reassuring feeling inside as you notice what it would feel like to be in their body, seeing through their eyes, the eyes of the person who loves you, as they now take on that internal voice and offer to fulfill whatever that old intention was, and to offer a new voice that is positive and supportive. Moving your consciousness into their body now, seeing through their real eyes and hearing through their ears, and feel the love and good feelings they have for you as you take a look at yourself from their perspective, noticing all the things that are lovable about you, all the special and unique qualities about you that they acknowledge, and maybe you haven't appreciated about yourself until now. A unified source of strength, of confidence in your abilities to have the dreams you were meant to enjoy, for when you do perceive acceptance for your deepest wants and needs, it is as if from above some nurturing source of love were affirming to you your desire to achieve your dreams, as one would who is deeply concerned and cares for you on intimate terms. We're here with you within, someone always to reside here inside, providing warm acceptance for your deepest needs, cleansing you, completely unburdening you of the old debris that no longer serves you. As you step back into your body now, enjoying those feelings of being loved and appreciated exactly as you are, in the rightness of yourself. And as you move back into your body now, start to notice words of encouragement dominating your mind, filling your mind with progressive sentiments and future situations, and notice the words beginning to appear in written form, in bright colours, and with more pronounced sounds. And as you focus on the positive words, repeating them in your mind, notice how they affect your feelings. Notice the good feelings growing and developing, and even imagine them spreading through your body in some way, filling your body with good emotion, energy in motion. Take all the time you need to spread relaxing and enjoyably good feelings and emotions throughout your body, while the encouraging positive dialogue continues in your mind. And as you do so, sense your being thoroughly lightened, floating freely, freely drawn upwards, seemingly calling you as you float out from your familiar life routine, until you're soaring skyward with lightning speed, right towards that shining, bright star of your dreams, propelling you within these realms of your own imagination, deep within. Stepping through the matrix in time and space as you give yourself the opportunity to see and conceive of a world opening up before you, quite identical to the world you left behind, quite identical people too, though notice how you begin to find your new world more genuine, more alive, enlivened by the force of your commanding, supportive voice, confidence to enjoy the life you've always dreamed of. And you may wonder if this is a dream, because your experiences and visions may seem more and more real, really more like an episode from your own memory. For when you perceive, as your body naturally breathes more slowly and deeply, emanating from a warm source inside your own stream of self-assured confidence flowing through your entire body, as everything you dreamed of gets bigger and brighter and larger and closer and more real, as if you only need to reach out your hand and grasp your dreams, pulling them into your being, clearly there for you to touch. And then double that, appreciating the fact that when you perceive the liberating feeling to create the life you've dreamed your life to be, to finally fulfill your life's real potential and your soul purpose, perhaps you will be fascinated to recall an occasion from your life when you also experienced some personal triumph previously. An occasion when you really came through and achieved an earlier dream. And as you do, pay attention to the feelings that creates for you now, as you see yourself repeating your success in the future. With each breath you take, taking you deeper inside to the place and time where you deeply believe and conceive your life to be, perceiving again your commanding sense of confidence, the sense of being matched by a universe that desires you to achieve your dreams as if these were magically predestined to be. And you can always recall these all-embracing feelings leading you forward with complete confidence right through any challenge your future might present. For as your body naturally breathes more deeply, you need only return to this place and time, the life you desire coming into being. For how soon before you sense once more warmly emerging from your heart's core, loving beliefs flowing through you with the absolute assurance that you can do whatever it takes to make your dreams come true. So any life challenges are simply opportunities and your invitations to become stronger and more resourceful in your solutions. And it's very rewarding to begin allowing yourself the sense that you can live your life, trusting you are in charge of your own destiny and responsibility, and limitless possibilities having taken back full control, and with each breath you take, ever deepening your new sense of self-empowerment as it merges more strongly than ever before, flowing out from you now, outwardly now, all about and surrounding you, all your confidence in your own potentiality, spreading into your energy field, an attracting force, moving out, touching all the people, places and events, lining them up, resonating with the universe's creative forces, drawing a co-creation of good fortune towards you now. For how soon before you realize all the right opportunities seem to materialize in your life, often at the most opportune moments, conveniently offering the means and opportunities for you to achieve your dreams. And while you wonder about that, discovering how naturally drawn towards your self-assurance others can become, as inside they admire the force of your positive conviction, your enthusiasm, your passion for life, your eyes shining with expansive vision, as they desire only to support you and give you a hand, perceiving in your reflection that they too can achieve their own dreams. As you walk your walk and talk your talk and attract all the right people into your life. And would you be willing to experience now, surrounding you a new radiance, an aura of deeply believed self-confidence, enlivening all these new life opportunities for you to satisfy your deepest needs? And as you believe freely in your dreams and hear the supportive voice within more and more each and every day, you can be thoroughly pleased with yourself that all those old voices have been forever silenced. And you hear and feel only a warm, nurturing presence within. Your own source of limitless love and total acceptance. It all starts within. And in the same way as when we grow something in the garden, like the brightest stars in the sky, each positive intention we plant becomes one of those seeds in the gardens of our mind. A seed of an idea empowered by your supportive, nurturing voice, in any and every area of your life, returning to nourish and care for your seedlings, showering love as you feed and tend your dreams. Notice how deeply the roots go into the ground now, as they grow upwards, ever upwards, skywards, reaching for the sunlight, reaching for the stars. Each and every day, your positive changes and beliefs growing and growing more and more every day, blossoming, blooming as your supportive thoughts create your reality. Noticing what you notice, seeing what you see, and hearing what you hear. And when you are ready, returning to noticing the chair behind you, or the bed underneath you, bringing back with you all that is useful for you from this session, feeling empowered and strong, positive and focused, ready to face life on as the exceptional person you are truly here to be, and opening your eyes in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back.